Welcome to today's podcast, where we'll dive into the ever-evolving world of cybersecurity, exploring how tech giants like Apple and Microsoft are tackling zero-day vulnerabilities, the complexities behind Elon Musk's social media platform concerns, Fortinet's battle with ransomware, and the NCSC's innovative approaches to safeguarding our digital future. Apple is addressing multiple cybersecurity challenges, leading to urgent updates across its products. iPhone users are advised to update their devices to fix a significant Safari security flaw, as well as a zero-day vulnerability in the WebKit browser engine, which has been targeted by sophisticated attacks. This issue also affects iPads, macOS, watchOS, and tvOS, posing risks of exposing user data or allowing elevated privileges. Cybersecurity experts are warning Apple users of aggressive malware targeting bank details and passwords, highlighting the importance of regular updates. Apple is addressing zero-day vulnerabilities and critical bugs in components like the kernel memory handler and photo library handler through emergency security updates. To enhance security, Apple is planning to introduce end-to-end encryption for RCS messages between iPhones and Android devices, aiming to extend beyond the current iMessage encryption. This move comes amidst debates on data access and encryption policies involving British and American officials. With scams such as highway toll text frauds on the rise, Apple's user protection efforts are under scrutiny. Additionally, vulnerabilities in Mac and Vision OS related to web denial of service and buffer overflow exploits call for users to remain updated and vigilant. Apple's lockdown mode provides substantial defense against threats, though improvements in notification clarity are needed to enhance user experience. As digital threats continue to evolve, Apple is strengthening its security measures to protect its ecosystem and users. Microsoft has released critical patches to address numerous cybersecurity vulnerabilities across its platforms, such as Windows, Office, and Azure. These updates include fixes for zero-day exploits that pose significant security risks, such as issues in Windows Remote Desktop Services and the Win32 kernel subsystem. Microsoft emphasizes the importance of updating systems promptly to mitigate potential threats. In March 2025, Microsoft's patch Tuesday included 6 actively exploited zero-day flaws among 57 total updates, showcasing the company's dedication to securing its ecosystem. The company is also actively combating phishing and malvertising campaigns, which include sophisticated phishing scams impersonating Booking.com and a widespread malvertising effort using GitHub, collectively affecting nearly 1 million devices. To further enhance security, Microsoft is partnering with organizations like Security Aura's DETH Aura to improve detection engineering and threat hunting, utilizing tools like Kusto Query Language, KQL, and Microsoft Defender XDR. Microsoft remains committed to safeguarding users worldwide by staying ahead of cyber threats and continuously enhancing security measures. Elon Musk, owner of the social media platform X, formerly Twitter, has reported a major outage due to a large cyber attack. He initially attributed this to Ukrainian hackers, suggesting it might be state-sponsored or by a coordinated group. This outage has disrupted service for tens of thousands of users globally and sparked various conspiracy theories. However, cybersecurity experts are skeptical, citing a lack of concrete evidence linking Ukraine to the attack. Some argue the incident might stem from inadequate security measures on the platform. Further complicating the issue, both the pro-Palestinian hacker group Darkstorm and the hacker collective Anonymous have claimed responsibility for the DDoS attacks on X. The situation highlights challenges in pinpointing the origin of large-scale cyber attacks when multiple groups assert involvement. These events have led to questions about Musk's digital hygiene and whether internal vulnerabilities within X could be contributing factors. Geopolitical tensions, especially involving Ukraine, add complexity to the scenario. As developments continue, users and experts are keenly awaiting more information about the true nature and origin of this significant cyber incident affecting X. Fortinet is currently facing challenges from a new ransomware group, Mora01, which is linked to the notorious Lockbit ransomware. This group is actively targeting vulnerabilities in Fortinet products to deploy the SuperBlack ransomware, raising significant concerns for users. In response, Fortinet is taking proactive measures to identify and address vulnerabilities across its product range, including FortiSIEM, FortiIsolator, FortiSandbox, FortiWeb, and FortiMail. These vulnerabilities involve issues like SQL injections, remote code execution, and privilege escalation. Consequently, Fortinet has released patches for 18 different vulnerabilities to strengthen its defenses. Fortinet's FortiGuard Labs has discovered thousands of malicious software packages exploiting open-source repositories, highlighting the sophisticated exploitation techniques being used. This emphasizes the need for keeping systems updated and patched to protect against ransomware attacks such as SuperBlack, which target Fortinet firewall flaws. In addition to these security measures, Fortinet is addressing the cybersecurity knowledge gap by expanding its academic partner program to include 37 new European institutions. This initiative aims to prepare future cybersecurity professionals more effectively. Despite the challenges, Fortinet is committed to enhancing its services and security measures. This commitment is reflected in the introduction of tools like the FortiGate Configuration Files Audit Tool, FCFAT, which improves firewall security through automated analysis. As the cybersecurity landscape evolves, Fortinet's strategies remain crucial in protecting users against emerging threats. In recent news, the NCSC has been active in enhancing cybersecurity practices across various sectors. Key findings from their research suggest using three random words as passwords is more effective than traditional complexity requirements, and they advise against regular password expiries. The NCSC has recognized the contributions of the vulnerability research community with challenge coins and highlighted the successes of their vulnerability reporting service. The agency has issued new guidance for practitioners assisting victims of domestic cybercrime and offered essential advice to startups on tackling malvertising. The Cyber Advisor Scheme has reached a milestone with its 100th advisor, but there remains a need for more experts. Additionally, they have provided guidance to aid startups in effectively pitching to cybersecurity specialists and launched free e-learning resources to help organizations manage supply chain cybersecurity risks. The NCSC has introduced the Top Tips for Staff online training program to bolster organizational cybersecurity. Insights from Richard C.'s vulnerability analysis are refining NCSC's security assessments of computer systems. SaaS vendors have been praised for adhering to cloud security principles, which is especially important as new guidance on transitioning to post-quantum cryptography has been published. Through the NCSC for Startups program, support is extended to innovative startups like Rebellion Defense to accelerate product development. They have also launched new resources to enhance knowledge about the supply chain and introduced the Cyber Series podcast, covering various cybersecurity topics, alongside a new tool to fortify email security. The NCSC prioritizes cybersecurity education with new training packages for schools and updated guidance to manage cyber risks. They've expanded the PDNS for Schools initiative for greater resilience, updated private device usage guidelines in workplaces, and prepared analyses on AI's potential impact on cyber threats. As the cybersecurity landscape evolves, NCSC continues to provide comprehensive guides and discussions on crucial topics like cloud backup resilience, the role of passkeys, cybersecurity assurances, and ransomware protection. These efforts underscore their commitment to creating a safer digital future. Stay tuned for more updates in cybersecurity. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to join us next week for another deep dive into cybersecurity right here on Podcast Name.